So we started off now about food underneath the bed, and we said that the Gemara brings down, Gemara Pesachim brings down that even if things are covered, there is an issue. But the Eved, Rav Peskim, say that it's still mutter to eat. I saw today in the Sefer Dei Anoita from Chaim Kanievsky, so he says, I think his son wrote it, so he says over there that if someone made a bracha, Ad Kadei Kach, he goes with the Goyin that says that B'dieved it's Aser. He says that if someone made a bracha on food that was in the bathroom, he said he should say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchus Say Laylam Vayet. I'm sorry, under the bed. That was in the bed. Under the bed, he says you should say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchus Say Laylam Vayet, even if it's wrapped, no matter what, Aser. So we said also that what's called a bed, it has to be a bed that someone Dafka slept on. If no one slept on it, it was underneath the bed. That's not going to be an issue. We said also an airplane, because it's not being put on the floor. It's not a bed, and it's not being put directly on karka, on earth. So it's not an issue. Also by a baby carriage, we said that because there, number one is that there are those who hold that there is no ruach ra by a child, and it's not on the floor, the carriage probably is not considered a bed. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, what about if someone put medicine underneath the bed? Is that considered food or not? So I saw from the Kovitz Beis Alevi, one of the Talmidim, Rav Vosner, puts it out. So he writes over there that Rav Vosner said that it's not considered food, and there is no problem, even the chatchila, to put it underneath the bed. Now, this is like, some shilas the place can like to have a field day with. So the question is, if you are sitting underneath a bunk bed, and you're the lower level, can you have now food underneath the bed while someone is sleeping on the top bed? Do we say that that's considered tachas amita or not? So I saw that Rav Vosner says that you should be machmir. Obviously, with the effort, you wouldn't have to, but again, if we would go by, it has to be on the ground. This is not on the ground. It's still on top of a bed. So I think there are places that were machmir. I think even in Rav Nissim Karelitz was also machmir. You shouldn't put it underneath a bed. But the Oznidbru, I forgot his name right now. It escapes me. But the Oznidbru on the bed, meaning it's on the lower bed, and someone's sleeping on top. Yeah. No, can you put on the under the top, under the, being on the middle bed?
Yeah, on the top.
So that's even worse. I mean, that would, I could hear more that it's considered underneath the bed and someone's sleeping. Right. Someone once asked, I think, I forgot who they asked the shayla to, but they asked that the opposite shayla. It says that the shechina is lamala mirosh, the head of someone who's sick. So someone asked, if someone is sick and laying on the bottom bunk, are you allowed to sit on the top bunk? Because now you're sitting kilo on top of the shechina. So the person said to him, the guy on the bottom is sick, you're sick. But anyway, so we get to, if it's a double bed, so they're placing our machmir lechatchila, but the pashtus is again there is no issue. The Daki Tufa also brings down what happens if you sleep and it's underneath your pillow. So he says, again, there isn't either a problem, because it has to be dafka that it is on the floor, underneath the bed, and even if you're sleeping on your pillow and the food is underneath your pillow, there isn't an issue there either. So actually, this happened last week. My wife asked me that she found on top of some of the Milkies, they have a packet of Adashim on it. So my kid must have taken it to the bed, and it was in between the wall and the bed. So I told my wife, there's no issue. As long as it's not underneath the bed, even here it was on the side of the bed, it was in between the wall and the bed, so therefore there is no problem, even lechatchila. Also, the Pesachim say, what about if you found it in your pocket? You went to sleep in your bed, you have whatever, your pajamas, have a pants pocket or whatever it is, and you found food in the pocket. So they are also
under the bed. It's just on the bed, but under the person sleeping.
It's got to be under the bed. Meaning, even if it's underneath you sleeping, that's not still not an issue. It's got to be tachas amita. So that's what the Salmas Chaim, Rabbi Yom, from Rabbi Vadya. Right.
He sleeps on it numerous times.
Right, so that's the thing. As long as it's not underneath the bed, even if it's underneath him, that's not an issue. That's how also Shmiras HaGuf HaNefesh from Rabbi Lerner, he also says the same thing. Now, another similar topic that's in the same vein is what about in Israel you have humongous apartments, right? So I have an apartment that's about 75 meters, and in my bedroom I have a bathroom. So my baby sleeps in my bathroom. So I asked Rabbi Berkowitz a few weeks ago if I can give my baby a bottle, you know, when she wakes up, like, you know, sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:15, and I want to give her a bottle while she's in her bed. Could I do that? So what's the issue? So it's like this. The Mechaber in Siman Gimel brings down that you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom because it's tznius. So the Be'er Heitiv over there in Sifkat and Bey says, Kol Shekein Shelo Yoichal Sham. Meaning to say, the pashtus of the Be'er Heitiv is that it's not tznius dig, it's not tznua to go and eat in the bathroom. It's not a place of eating. It was actually very interesting. I was once in a place and I heard some guy opening up a bag of chips and a can of soda while he was in the bathroom. I thought it was a little bit mudna. Yeah, but what? Eating, to talk, yeah. Right. But I see. He's saying they don't have the kosher cane. All right. But the pashtus is that he was coming to say over there is that. So the pashtus over there, the Be'er Heitiv was coming to say that it's not tznius to eat in the bathroom. It's not a place of eating. L'maisa, many places can take this a little bit a step further.
Wait,
we'll get to that. What? Yeah, nowadays also that goes into the shayla also. One second. So we have all these teruvim. So let's see. One second. So as many places can say that it's not a shayla of tznius. They take it a step further, and they say that hayoyis, that there is ruach ra in the bathroom. Ruach ra gets kilu connected to the food, attaches itself to the food, and therefore there is a problem of eating food that had ruach ra on it. Many places can disagree with this and say that ruach ra could only come on a person; it can't come on food. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this Be'er Heitiv. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah understood the Be'er Heitiv is that it's a din in tznius, because Mishnah Berurah does hold that ruach ra comes on food, because he talks about washing the hands of children. He holds that you have to wash your kids' hands from when they're able to eat already, because he says when they touch the food, the ruach ra is going to go on the food. So you see that he already holds that ruach ra can already attach itself to food. So the Rav Ozna says that to take water for when you wake up in the morning for Negel Vasa, you shouldn't take it from the bathroom because of Ruach Ra on it. So we'll get to one second. So now, first of all, many places can hold that if it's in a package, it's okay. I saw today in the Sefer Dei Anoita from Chaim Kanievsky, he says that if you are Nizar in this area of Ruach Ra not to bring food into the bathroom, he says it doesn't make a difference if it's in a package. So Lamaisa, what Rabbi Berkowitz told me is that he said he used to, what was his words? He used to not torture his kids, but he used to make his kids crazy about bringing food into the bathroom. Literally, like in Hungary, like all these superstitious things were like worse than anything. You know what I mean? Walking around without shoes on in your house is mamish like Yehurg Val Yaver. So, you know, eating food that was in the bathroom, forget it. Like, so he said, so I asked him about my baby, giving my baby the bottle. So he said that zikr, you know, the older kids that are already used to it, you should keep on being machanech them that way. But a baby zikr is a makom tzorich, and you don't have to worry about it. No, he was. I don't know at what age he was. Yeah. Amaisa, the day night has an interesting kasha. He says he brings out an interesting halacha. Could a woman nurse in the bathroom? Because the mice of the food is going into the baby's mouth and was in the bathroom. So he says over there that meikra din, there's no iser. He says lechatchilo you should be machmir. In the footnotes, he brings down that two reasons to be meikol. One of them is that by a child you don't have to be who's not igiel lechinuch. You don't have to be machmir for ruach ra, for eating something that was in the bathroom, because there's no chinuch on that. And he says also, this is what his son said, this is Svara, he said that ba'etzim, the food doesn't really go directly, it goes directly from the mother into the child. So it doesn't really have a point in time where it is in the bathroom by itself, so therefore he says that the ruach ra doesn't go on the food. Another interesting shaila, this is actually in the mirror, there's you drink from, a water fountain, and a pipe from the water fountain goes through the bathroom. So Shaila is that the food is going into the bathroom. So I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky didn't understand, he didn't bring down too much of a svara. He says that a pipe that goes through a bathroom is lashon is hatzinoi rak oiver derech sham v'loy mishtayich le besakise. We don't look at it as a part of the bathroom, it's just passing through. Now I don't know exactly why. I'm not sure, because if you hold that it's in a kli, it's an issue, so then this is in a kli. Yeah, so, okay, you have to say a little, some svara. But Maisa, but the Eved, most Peskim are Mekel, there are some people that are Machmer. Chaim Kanievsky was Machmer at Kedei Kach, that he says that if a person is... I'm sorry, no, he was Mekel. He said that if a person bid the Eved, he made a bracha, you could eat the food. But he said by Tachas Amita, he said if you make a bracha, then you cannot eat the food. Even bid the Eved, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvei Machos Elayim Ved, and you can't eat the food, because he goes with the Goyim very stark, that any food that was underneath the bed, he also has Ruach Ra on it, and you cannot eat it. Hashem, this is an Inyanim. It's not really, there's no real stark in Makaris to that food going into the bathroom is an issue. Therefore, he said that if you make a bracha on it, then you're allowed to eat it.